Hello there. This is CSW, creator of Incarnation Red. If you enjoy Incarnation Red and want to help keep it going, support the show on Patreon via the link listed in the episode notes down below. In return, you'll receive a variety of perks ranging from a monthly Q&A / horror gaming livestream to a chance of having a mini episode made based off of you and your fears released on the main RSS feed for everyone to hear. Additionally, all patrons receive access to an exclusive patron-only Discord server where you can chat with fans and myself, watch live streams of pre-release episode editing, and join in on regular horror movie nights. I rely on your support to keep the show going, so any amount, no matter how small, will help me bring you more scary stories more often. Link is in the episode notes down below. Additionally, if you are a fan of audio drama podcasts in general and want early access releases plus bonus content from Incarnation Red, absolutely sign up for Apollo Plus, a creator-owned platform where every subscriber helps audio fiction creators for just $10 a month. You can think of Apollo Plus almost as the Netflix of audio dramas, offering exclusive content, ad-free and early access releases, behind-the-scenes content, supercuts, and a whole lot more, all by supporting the creators you already know and love. With Apollo Plus, 70% of the revenue goes directly to us creators and provides all of us, both creator and listener, with a place to enjoy the shows we love, such as Afflicted, 13, and of course Incarnation Red, and a whole lot more. And of course, Hemophobia, my upcoming horror podcast, will be there too, so join Apollo Plus through the Apollo Podcasts app or by going to apollopods.com/plus, that's P-L-U-S. Incarnation Red is a horror anthology podcast and thus contains material not suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
You don't want to go in there all by yourself, do you?
Episode 32, Restless. The room hangs before me in flashes. Colors waver. Things are defined, then not, in repeated momentum, flickering. I blink a few hard times, touch the bed, and restabilize myself. The flickering slows, then ceases. I feel still. My room lays before me, around me, beside my dresser, the window, the blinds shut, and the curtains drawn, and everything shadow-colored. And I lie to attempt it again. Lull my body down. Calm my eyes with black. Fold my consciousness. I'm back. Again. Like I always am. Just can't really seem to get to sleep anymore. Not easily, at least. I try and, with delay, succeed, but until that point comes, sleep feels to me like a blindness. A blindness on more than just my eyes. And as I bring myself down into a restful state, it's only a matter of time before my body realizes what I've done, before it sees the guard I've lowered, and thrusts me back up into consciousness. I stand out of bed, walk out my bedroom door, step into the hallway of my house, follow it down to the kitchen. It's small, with a miniature window by the sink, making it easy to see my way around with the lights off. Easy to fetch a tea bag from the pantry, a mug from the cabinet, and prepare a cup of tea. I lean back against the counter while I wait for it to steep. I look down the hallway, down into the house. Once the tea is done, I go back to my bedroom. I sit on my bed, sip the tea slowly, gently, as if to ease my body preemptively. I finish the cup, trying to hurry its sleep-inducing qualities upon me, and lay back down in bed. I pull the covers to my chin. I shift my back into a comfortable place. I let gravity pull my mind down with my body. Let it bring all of me to rest. Try to let myself be nullified, just press my being down into the floor. Who eats at his door? It'll take lift me, break me. I am awake again. The room spinning, then stilling in my words, echoing back at me as if delayed. It feels like I can't even remember them all, or like I said, more than I did, or more than I remember saying. Take, lift me, break me. Was I sleep talking? But then, well, I wasn't really asleep, was I? That would have been merciful, but nothing I can really do about that but try again. So I lay back down. I sit up, stand up. I walk over to my bedroom window. I open the curtains, lift one of the blinds. I peer out at the residential street. There's really nothing happening out there. The roads are quiet. No cars are even passing through at this time of night. It's just quiet. I don't know why I'm looking. There's nothing for me to see. So I drop the blind, go back to bed. I lay down in it, and I close my eyes. I try to close the rest of me with them. Bring each bit of me into the dark, finger by finger, leg then leg, like anesthetizing my body part by part, as if for an operation. And all I want is to sleep. All I want is up, and I'm gripping up, and I feel the wall stumbling out of bed onto the floor. I feel the wall, and it's not what I'm gripping, and I'm up, and my hands are out like they want to hold something, like there's something they need to be doing, but I don't know why. I don't know what they'd be trying to hold, but they don't stop. They don't seem to know either. Around me, the room is in flickers. Vision enters and exits. Colors aren't real. I get my balance, slow my breathing, and hold my face cold as sweat. I get my breath under control, but it's not right. There's something not right under my skin. I just got a second wind of consciousness to blow me wide awake again, but couldn't be farther from awake. With the house still barely solid, the walls around me hardly still, rippling. Nothing. Nothing is right, but this is a dream. I know this isn't a dream, so. So what? What is it? And what do I do? I don't know, but before I can try to think about it, I'm back out into the house. In the dark hallways, I can barely see between shadows and glittering blurs. In the kitchen, like there's something for me there. There's nothing, but I have to search. Have to find something to do with this energy. Nothing seems right. I have to find what the energy wants me to do. And as I wander around, walking from room to room in the dark, I have to stop myself a couple times. Catch myself double-taking, staring down the hallway, around the edges of walls, into the corner of the room. Masses of darkness welling up until my eyes adjust, and then they're gone. Gone. Most of the time. Other times, well, I can't deny seeing certain shapes. I see them as I look into the dark rooms. They always vanish when I turn on the lights. Even if it takes them a second to do so. My vision is still flickering, though. I'm still half asleep, or half something. Of course I'm seeing things. Of course I can hear things. Whichever half I'm closer to, I know which one I'd like to be on. I walk back down the hallway, across the hardwood floors, to my room. I close the door behind me, and I turn back to my bed. I lay back down and pull the covers up, as if there's any chance of me sleeping tonight. Like I could possibly bring this night with its restless terrors and half-dreams to an end, all by myself. Like there was any chance. Any chance. Like I could possibly bring this body to rest while it's holding all these things. This energy. These feelings. How can I bring myself to a close with all these open things inside me? All these. And yet I feel as I lay myself down. A push on my eyelids, together, a push on my mind, my body, like I'm being corralled into sleep, like it's what I'm meant to do, like sleep is no longer a blindness, Sleep is no longer closing my eyes to something. It's opening them. Opening them. I sit on the floor of the dining room. The walls are looking at me, and they're not the only ones looking at me. I look at the ceiling. Stops, turns, and looks at me. But it's like he doesn't see me. It's like he looks at where I once was, but he's looking right at me. Then he turns away, walks on, knife in hand. He walks down the street. But it's not my street. Watch a window open, but it's not a window in my house. It's someone else's window. It cracks open with difficulty. I stare at the teacups. The teacups in the cabinet. I open and close the cabinet doors over and over. I keep talking while sitting in the living room. I talk until I've explained it all. I look up and there's no one there to listen to me. No one that I recognize. Supposed to be. I look in the mirror and can't see my reflection with the lights off. I squint and I can see it. A silhouette, large, humanoid. I squint and I recognize it. I saw it in my house tonight. I saw it in the darkness, but it was never in my house. Nothing was. It was here. It's moving in a way I can't identify. Rapidly but concisely. It seems to be trying to hold on to something, and I look to see that something is someone. Another silhouetted body, smaller, more frantic. I recognize the motion. I saw it in my house tonight too. The larger silhouette is trying to hold the smaller one, and it does. It lifts it from the ground. It holds it over its head. It throws it onto the floor. Then it picks it back up.
picks up the smaller, struggling silhouette, which doesn't seem to move quite as well as before. It lifts it with long and thick arms, almost longer than human arms are supposed to be, and throws it down. And it doesn't really wait before doing it again, stepping and steadying itself in a way that humans don't do. It lifts the silhouette, and it's so immediate that I realize I may have watched it more than twice, more than three times, many, many more times than I can recall in this moment. Like I've always been watching it, or at least have been for a very long time. And here is just the current progress of what's been happening all along. Like the fall of the moon, rise of the sun. The silhouette falls, slamming against the floor like a sunset, and lifts in the arms of the brutal shape, like the rise of the sun. I open my eyes. Sunlight, young, pale, barely existent, is seeping out from behind my curtains, through my blinds. I look at my clock. It's 7 in the morning, and I feel so rested. I rise from bed. I walk over to my window. I open a gap in the curtains and lift a blind. I watch the street like something is going to happen. But nothing does. Because something already happened, or is happening now. I watched it happen. But where? Where did it happen? Where is it happening? Because it's not here. No, no. There's nothing happening here. There's nothing in this house. Not at all. There is something out there.
Incarnation Red is created, written, narrated, and edited by CSW. The opening theme was written and performed by Annika Hansen. All music and sound effects used in this podcast are created in-house from scratch. For more information and regular updates, follow me on Twitter at CSW_horror or visit my website CSWhorror.com or like the show's Facebook page, Incarnation Red, as always spelled R-E-A-D. For behind-the-scenes looks and other scary content, you can follow me on TikTok or you can follow me on Instagram at Incarnation Red. Thank you for listening.